something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mentioned that Irish funeral where the old dude died and recorded a message showing that people were standing around the gravesite. He starts saying, "Yeah, get me out of here, get me out of here." Craig's got some of the audio of that.
Yeah, a little bit of that audio there.
Hello? 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 Let me out! Where the f*** am I? Hello? Hello? Let me out! I thought that please I can hear. Let me out. Hello. Hello. Stop, I can hear you. Hello.
Hello again. Hello.
Feel
I'm
diamond.
Called to say goodbye. I'm going to die. I pray to say hello again.
Some Neil Diamond in there too. By the way, I would also use that to call people out. Hey, so and so, I hate your ass. Are you here?
Who's just giggling? Is that the crowd gathered?
Yeah, that's crowd. Yeah, those are the mourners.
Crowd. The old mourners. They obviously knew the guy is just an old funny dude, man. I think it's a great bit.
See, I
didn't see anything on the social media hammering it either. I'm sure they will be people hammering that.
Apparently, he's a well-known prankster.
Obviously.
I was waiting for the line, somebody, you know, I just farted in here, and it's really, now open up the lid.
He does drop the F-bomb in there. You bleep in there. Where the F am I?
Yeah. Well, you would.
You think it literally, though, it's kind of creepy, because he's not alive and they're scraping, but, you know, we've all seen those movies, and they freak you out.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine they also had to explain to the children what was going on.
You know, the photo I saw, I mean, the video you see, it doesn't see a lot of kids there. I don't even think I see a kid in the area. It's got to be somebody there. It's a kid, obviously, but
yeah, that probably
just shows a bunch of adults.
If you were a kid. No question.
No, honey, you don't actually wake up in the coffin and still be alive.
Maybe the funeral had an invite like weddings, no kids allowed.
Mr. Potato was a well-known prankster.
Mr. Potato. That'd be a stupid name.
His friends called him Head.
Yeah.
So did you see the story recently? There's been a, you know, you see these stories every now and then. There was another story recently about this veteran who passed away and there was no one to go to the funeral.
Yeah. And local media gets a hold of it and
so
thousands show up.
So local media got a hold of it and thousands
One of them happened here in
up.
Omaha about a year ago, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it turns out in this one case, there was family, and they didn't know the guy was still alive.
Oh, just a
homeless. He had just gone.
Oh.
He just left them years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure that happened.
There's a couple kids around, and they would have been interested.
Yeah.
They would have been interested to know that dad was still alive.
Right.
And they actually got a hold of the funeral home before the funeral and said, "Hey, we're alive and here. He does have family." And the funeral home didn't tell anybody and went ahead with the whole thing anyway.
For the pub. Well, here was the deal with that, though. Every time I've seen that story, they research the veteran, and he never has family. Like somebody, he might have parents that are gone, no cousins, no sisters, no brothers, and no kids. So that's why the story gets traction. But they wanted it to be a feel-good story. They found out he had kids. Just look into that.
They may have tried and got nowhere, but at the same time, they were wrong.
Right.
Yeah, you got to wonder how often that actually happens.
Yeah. Well, once again, the stories I've read, they in the article, they always investigate the guy's life, and he just was never married, never had kids. They always say those stories, you know? Never, parents are dead.
Yeah, this guy left his family.
Okay. And he's buried a hero. Family's thinking, what are y'all doing
here? Everybody and their brothers there. Hey!
Exactly. My dad was a dick. They're yelling, what are you all here for? He left us years ago. We had to struggle.
We thought he was dead. Yeah. Nearly 3/4 of surveyed Americans say that they take their phone to bed with them. The survey found that people who regularly take their phone to bed are 2 times more likely to use their device than engage in romantic activity with their partner.
Unless you're videotaping each
during
other.
The hour before they fall asleep. But that's hardly fair because your phone is not going to ever tell you no.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
you don't even have to ask the phone.
There, hey, honey, I'm leaving the phone out in here, so come on in and bang me.
You don't have to ask the phone. The phone will just do what you want it to do.
All the time.
I think a lot of people use that for their alarm clock, too.
Yeah, I turn mine off.
I'll defend them.
Because I have an actual alarm clock.
My phone sets
in
a different room.
In there.
I have an actual alarm clock.
Yeah, me too.
Phone time was the number one activity listed for their last hour spent awake each night.
I don't do that anymore. Because you eventually just drift over into social media, and you just don't want to go to sleep because everybody's an idiot. So I bring it to bed with me and turn it off. Check some emails before I go to bed. Then I'll watch TV for at least a half hour, 45 minutes, maybe longer.
And you're not supposed to do that either.
No, but I don't watch the news either, though, Todd. I watch sports.
Just the screen.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that for
the
years.
Blue
I want a TV in my bed.
Is supposed
I want
to
a TV in the bedroom.
Inhibit your ability to sleep. But
no, you turn it off then. You turn the TV off and
I
you go
generally
to sleep.
Fall asleep. Well, I don't fall asleep with the TV on anymore. I used to.
Yeah. I know you did.
But I'll crawl into bed, flip on some, you know, I always default to sports.
Yeah.
Because you can't get mad at that.
I get some old Family Guys I keep on there, even the current ones. I always keep Family Guys on there.
Except for last night, I would have gotten mad.
Yeah.
Well, if it's your team, I'll stay up late watching. But I'd turn the TV off. It's not my team, you know.
But I always get mad when the Packers win.
Oh, you'd have been pissed last night. Livid.
At least you weren't a Lions fan. Lions fans are really pissed. They got a good team, though. That whole division's tough, man. Really is.
Yeah, but the Packers are in the lead in that division.
Yeah,
and the only time they led the game was as time expired.
Have the Packers played any games on the road?
Yeah. One, maybe.
Dallas.
Every time I see them,
they're home.
Dallas and Chicago.
They got a weird schedule because when you want to be at home at Lambeau, you want to be cold, but they're on the road a lot coming up.
Five of their first eight were in at home.
Yeah.
But then the back half of the schedule, they're
almost half.
That's not
like they're home again this weekend against the Raiders, right?
Yeah. Yep. But then, like most of November and December, they're on the road. Yeah.
25% of us say the last thing we see each night before closing our eyes is our phone, not our spouse or loved one. Respondents spend an average of 3 nights a week watching separate screens while in bed. 55% of respondents say they realize that they're missing out on quality time with their loved ones by staring at their phone so much. 35% say their sex life has suffered. 35%.
It's a lot.
I believe
that, too.
The candy's not going to crush itself.
Damn right, puss. Damn right.
You know, you could look at that at two different ways. I'm going to crush that candy. Or, honey, quit crushing the candy.
Yeah, try and say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that falls on deaf ears.
I've tried that.
Well, I've heard that.
You're on your phone.
I've heard.
I'm checking actually work stuff.
I can stop crushing the candy.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. I'm with you, Todd.
A third
of disgusting.
A third of the couples surveyed say that they have at least discussed and acknowledged the need to get off their phones more often while in bed.
Or just anywhere.
They say the average adult living with a significant other takes their phone to bed 4 nights a week, spends about 40 minutes on the device each night before falling asleep. 10% of us sleep with our phone underneath the pillow.
Don't do that.
So when it buzzes your head?
The reason it's on vibrate is so I don't wake up.
Exactly. Don't you hear it, though? I hear a buzz if it's on my nightstand.
Not
the dildos, by the way, the actual phone.
You're supposed to turn the dildos off.
Yeah. Supposed to.
When?
I would say when you're done, but who's ever done?
Right.
Once again, I turn most of them off, and I always leave one on.
Life is just a series of breaks.
Is that still on? I'm unsure.
Sometimes it's a good idea to just take one of the batteries out.
Good point.
Like, I'll do that with my... I have a battery-operated toothbrush
there
when I travel, and I always...
So it doesn't buzz in your bag.
Careful to remove the batteries from the toothbrush.
Mine's rechargeable. You can't take the battery out.
Okay. Is there a possibility it could fire off, though?
Well, they give you a little travel case.
Okay. My beard trimmer is that way, too. Case. And I got my beard trimmer. I came out of the airport baggage claim. I just run the whole freaking time. Because you're right. They're just rechargeable. And the button got slipped being thrown around somewhere.
Yeah.
Beard trimmers, beard stuff up below on your chin there, puss. You used to trim your beard.
10 days.
All right.
Yeah, but that makes
10 days right
you got
here.
10 days. You look
this
darker.
This is 10 days.
You look darker.
Something last vibrating Saturday. Or buzzing in your luggage makes TSA really
yes,
nervous.
It does.
They will check that out.
Right.
You're right. My beard trimmer's a rechargeable thing too. Surprised it hasn't flipped on.
Well, how often do you travel with it? I know where you travel most of the time, and it's not anywhere you need to shave.
Yeah, I trim the beard before I leave, and I don't bring it anymore because of that buzzing sound.
All the time. I got one in my little travel kit. I've a spare.
On the ski hill and out in the middle of nowhere in the mountains, you really need that?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're going to a wedding.
You rough it.
Well, yeah, but how often does that happen? Yeah.
My travels are more diverse than you may think. And sometimes after a day of skiing, we sit around and trim our beards
in the middle of the
well, that's fun
of the wilderness in Chile. Did you need to trim your beard?
Chile?
No, I don't recall.
10 days.
Yeah, I had to go to a wedding reception last Saturday. That was the last time I shaved.
All right, starting to come in better.
No,
all right,
no, I'm just
crap.
Lazy.
If you
no, I'm not talking about that. But apparently, I know some guys that their beards started growing in better. In their 30s.
Yeah. That was my case.
Yeah. You exactly right.
That better happen damn quick if it's going to happen in my 30s.
Yeah, I think you've reached the point of no return. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think so either. I'm not really all that upset about it either.
Well, you've never had one.
Nah.
Yeah, you don't know what you don't know what you're missing if you never had it.
You don't know what you're missing.
Right.
That's it.
You should get some beard plugs, though, just to see what it's like.
That's got to hurt.
That would be painful.
Yeah.
Are the ones that they put in the top of the house, are those painful?
Sure they are.
Ask Joe Buck.
Yeah, Joe Buck. Yeah.
Oh, we could ask a lot of our audience, but they really don't like to talk about their hair plugs.
But face ones got to really hurt.
I would think.
Yeah.
And is that even a thing?
Yeah, it is. It is. I've seen. They've heard about guys getting. I mean, that was two, 3 years ago when the beard craze kicked in, where guys that couldn't grow beards wanted to be, yuppies. Not yuppies. That's the word I'm looking for. Hipsters. So they started getting beard plugs.
You know, I've heard him ask for his face to get plugged before, but I didn't realize that's what it was about.
That's what he's talking about.
I didn't know that.
You misinterpreted me, Craig.
No, you didn't. You got it right. When he says plug my face, you're exactly. It's exactly what you think.
That's
it is.
That's what I was thinking.
No argument there.
I think we're all on board with that one.
I think so.
And 73% of us say they are inclined to be on their phone all the time.
Yep.
73% of us all the time we're inclined to be on our phone.
I will say that's one thing my wife and I are both pretty good at. It's like when we go to bed. You know, we always go to bed together, and we take our phones up there because that's the only phones we have, and we charge them on the nightstand. But when we get there, we both put them down and aren't sitting there looking at the phone in bed.
Well, like I say, look at the phone. Unless it's major business. I know Puss does some business on the phone. It's social media and or Candy Crush, and you're just going to go down a rabbit hole with either one of those.
Yeah, I called to turn off America's Last Landline. About 3 weeks ago?
No, I got one. I'm not getting rid of mine.
They still haven't turned it off.
No. That's odd.
Well, as long as they stop charging you for it, who cares?
Yeah, I didn't get a bill for it this month.
Did you call them?
Run with it.
No, because they're switching some system over, and I imagine when that happens, the phone will then be shut down. And then I'll just have a cordless phone sitting around doing nothing.
Mm.
Well, put it in the closet, because you might need it. You never know.
I'll just leave them around as ornaments.
Or just use it as distraction. Sorry, I'm on the phone. I'll get back to you in a second.
Yeah. And it's got a little intercom system on all of them, so they're useful that way.
Oh, you use that?
Well, like when I was sleeping in a hospital bed,
That's what happened.
That's how I would call upstairs.
That's different.
Yeah.
It still bothering you?
No, I got something else bothering me now.
Did Christy use it to call upstairs and go, who shot through the floor and hit the fridge?
By the way, it needs to be a cartoon.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No.
LD, no, do the cartoon. Doesn't. Total cartoon.
No, that's
LD, he's a creative man when he puts his mind to it when he's not naked.
The gun community already hates us. We don't need that.
No. They like you. They hate me.
Well, no, they hate us collectively.
I don't care. I want the cartoon. That's hilarious.
I don't want the cartoon.
Oh, LD, do the cartoon.
Think of the clicks, Todd.
The clicks would be amazing.
Think of the clicks.
Click, click. You just shot your fridge.
If that ain't clickbait, I don't know what is. I might not know what is.
Yeah. Don't dry fire your weapons in the house, kids.
They might not be dry.
By weapons, you mean your gun, right?
Okay. Yes.
Because you dry fire it, it means you've been shooting it too much. Give that thing a rest, kids. If it goes, stop it for a day.
Well, if you're dry firing it too much, well, actually, you have to be putting ammo through
I'm talking about a penis before here. It's a penis joke right there.
Right, before the barrel gets too hot.
That's right. Still talking about a penis.
Then you're putting too much ammo through
right.
it. If your barrel's overheating.
You're pumping bullets into your fridge.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announcing the next entrance into the...
Well, the voting part of it, right.
Class of 2020.
Always controversial.
It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, whatever this discussion
Paul Rogers
comes
not
up.
In the Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me? It's just
everybody's
so,
pissed off.
Just some of them are just ridiculous.
That'll be announced this morning.
Maybe the best voice ever in rock and roll.
This is like the big pool of finalists that then gets narrowed down to a smaller pool.
Yeah, the fan vote.
I guess so. The nominees for the class of 2020.
Yeah, Motley Crue's leading the fan vote, I saw. Now,
which did you see what was number two in the fan vote?
No.
Blink 182.
Well, and that's wrong.
That's they
totally
were
wrong.
Ahead
I don't
of,
mind that band from years ago, but they don't. They, come on.
They were ahead of Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
And remember, that fan vote is one vote out of like 400
right,
some.
Right.
It means very little.
I know.
And whose call is it, ultimately?
Jan Winter.
Well,
oh, no, not anymore.
Well, it's a panel of voters.
It's a panel of snobs most of the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Music industry people, critics.
Pop music Hall of Fame. Don't even call it rock and roll. Remember, Flavor Flav is in there. The guy is worthless. He jumped around, didn't do dick.
Well, he's not in as a... In his defense, he's not in as a solo artist.
No, that's not defense. You're still in the damn... You're in the Hall of Fame. Paul Rogers is not.
He rode Chuck D's coattails.
I'm just using one out of a list.
Chuck
D should not be in there before Paul Rogers.
Very few people should be in there.
Nobody should be there before Paul Rogers, except for the
handful.
Beatles and the Stones.
Yeah.
And the Who. I'm just throwing out one. There's a bunch. People assume some of these people were in the Hall of Fame. Google it. They're not. A lot aren't.
A boy from Australia wants to be recognized for a world record. 8-year-old Jaden Malaro got a 692-pound tiger shark while he was out with his dad's fishing club in coastal waters near Sydney.
Fishing club?
Fishing club.
Oh.
Yeah, there's such a thing.
Oh, there's not enough nope in the world.
How would you like to be an 8-year-old having to go out with dad's fishing club?
He did that on the lake.
Yeah. It was just me and him, and it was on a frozen lake.
That's not much of a club.
No, it's because it was ice fishing and
I'm assuming
dumb.
This 8-year-old wanted to be there. Some like to fish.
He may have been. Men on the boat held on to the kid while he struggled with the shark, fighting against the 33-pound line and the 692-pound tiger shark. The shark's weight unofficially beats the world record in the small fry category set back in 1997
by a little Todd Brandt. Todd won that.
Aw.
He was seven then.
A fresh-faced right? Todd Brandt.
Yeah. You're seven.
No, that's why I always got to call BS on these, because, you know,
somebody helped him.
Some grown-up stepped in and helped.
Yep.
Well, they held him.
That's not legal.
Yep.
No, it is.
The kid has to get thrown overboard.
They held on to the kid while he struggled with the shark. And so now they think it might be a record.
Good for that kid. You're right. It is a slow news day.
Oh, and it gets worse.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
We'll have to do something else. 40 minutes nonstop rock coming up. Just joking. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.